From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. After more than a week of being called a bigot by rival Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton hit back during a speech in Nevada on Thursday.
Says he wants to make America great again, but more and more it seems as though his real message seems to be make America hate again.
Clinton noting that the U.S. Justice Department had sued Trump for alleged racist policies in renting apartments to blacks and Hispanics. Trump, meanwhile, has been telling black voters that decades of Democratic governments have failed them.
It's the oldest play in the Democratic playbook. When Democratic policies fail, they are left with only this one tired argument. You're racist, you're racist, you're racist. They keep saying it. You're racist. It's a tired, disgusting argument.
Trump also boasted on Twitter that his national poll numbers are rising way up, but a new Quinnipiac University survey gives Clinton a 51 to 41% head-to-head lead and a 7% lead when the Libertarian and Green Party candidates are included. North Korea marked its military first holiday on Thursday with mass dancing concerts and boasts of a successful submarine-launched ballistic missile test in hopes it will serve as a warning to Washington and Seoul to stop holding joint military exercises Pyongyang sees as a dress rehearsal for invasion. The test brought immediate condemnation from the U.S. and North Korea's neighbors. This is VOA News. Authorities say two Catholic nuns have been found slain in a Mississippi home where they lived. Police said Thursday that an officer found them when they didn't report to work as normal. The bodies of the nuns, who were nurses who had worked as nurse practitioners helping the poor, were found in their home in the Delta town of Durant. As the search for survivors continues in Italy, leaders there are pledging new money and measures to rebuild quake-devastated central Italy amid mounting soul-searching over why the seismic-prone country has continually failed to ensure its buildings can withstand such catastrophes. A day after the deadly quake killed 250 people, a 4.3 magnitude aftershock sent up plumes of thick gray dust in the hard-hit town of Amatrice. The aftershock crumbled already cracked buildings, rattled residents, and closed already clogged roads. It was only one of the more than 470 tremors that have followed Wednesday's pre-dawn quake. The Turkish Foreign Ministry says that U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has told his Turkish counterpart that Syrian Kurdish forces have begun withdrawing east of the Euphrates River. The pullback was a major demand by Ankara after Turkey sent forces across the border to take the Islamic State-held town of Jarablus Wednesday. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Amateur video shows scores of Free Syrian Army fighters inside the town of Jarablus after the Islamic State group ran away Wednesday. U.S.-backed YPG Kurdish militia fighters have also reportedly begun pulling back from the town of Munbij in a move to comply with Turkish demands. But the head of the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights told Arab media Kurdish YPG militia fighters were still fighting on the western side of the Euphrates River and had even captured some ground. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
The U.S. National Park Service threw a 100th birthday party for itself on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. The party took place in one of the most visited places in the park system, the 3-kilometer stretch of land between the U.S. Capitol and the Lincoln Memorial that hosts about 24 million visitors per year. Thursday's festivals on the mall include Wrangerpalooza. It was an exhibit featuring information on the men and women who work in the national parks. It also included a scavenger hunt for kids and an evening concert and a beer garden. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.